Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman. The summer is in full swing, but for many young people, sitting in a classroom is the new cool spot. And that is because more of them are opting for educational programs instead of summer jobs. So this comes as a new study out of Northeastern University reveals the impact summer youth employment programs have on young people and rates of crime. This morning, Mayor Marty Walsh held an orientation for 2,000 young people who are set to begin new jobs through the city's summer jobs program. He told a crowd at BU's arena right across the street from where we are here in the studio that each of them has the potential to change the future.
Everyone in this auditorium, deep inside of you, should have a dream to do something in life. I don't care what that dream is. Pursue your dream. You're all from Boston. You're tough. You are the future. The young people in front of me are the future.
You are the future. Joining us now to talk about the future of summer jobs and otherwise is the author of the study from Northeastern University, Alicia Sasser-Modestino, Associate Director of the Dukakis Center at Northeastern. Hello.
Hi.
And please tell me if I pronounced your last name correctly.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
And Neil Sullivan, Executive Director of the Boston Private Industry Council, or PIC for short. PIC works to connect youth in Boston with employment opportunities. Welcome to you.
Good afternoon.
So, Alicia Modestino, tell us first about the study. And what did you look at? And what did you find? And did you find anything new?
Yeah, so we looked at participants in the summer jobs program from the summer of 2015, and we used a randomized control design, meaning that there are more kids who apply to the summer jobs program than there are summer jobs to employ them with. And so that allowed us to have a group of students who participated in the program and also a control group who was just like them, but who unfortunately did not get to participate. For research purposes, this is great because then we could follow the two groups over time. And what we found is that in the 17 months after participating in the program, violent crime was 35% lower in the treatment group and property crime was 57% lower in the treatment group after participating.
And what, when you say the other group, were they did they have summer jobs? Was there any, they weren't in an organized program, but what were they doing?
Yeah, so about 25% of those in the control group who didn't get to participate in the summer jobs program were able to find jobs on their own, which means 75% did not. And so that really indicates how hard it is for youth to find their own job in Greater Boston, even though the unemployment rate is extremely low. And so most of those kids did not have a job during the summer. Some were probably doing school or education-related programs, as you suggested. But again, we found that not very many of them were able to find jobs on their own.
And who were these kids, though? I mean, what backgrounds did they come from? And I think that's important when we talk about the data that you gathered and what you've come up with.
Yeah, this is extremely important. So these were mostly low-income youth. So they came from households where about 1 in 5 received public assistance. About 1 in 5 was from a single-parent household, high-share, non-white, minority youth. And so, for these individuals living in neighborhoods that we see high rates of crime, not a lot of job opportunities, in some cases failing schools, having a summer job is a really important experience for them and can really open a lot of doors.
Neil Sullivan, I want to get you in on this too.
Sure.
As the executive director of the Boston Private Industry Council, you're working with the companies to connect them to kids. Is that right? Like, are you the tunnel of some of times money and sometimes just connecting companies with kids?
Well, what comes through the tunnel are Boston Public High School students who we have identified, prepared and matched with private sector jobs and internships. So the companies are paying the wage, but it's a lot more than the paycheck, though that is the hook. That's what brings the students our way. But once they're on the work site, there's a supervisor, often a mentor, who is working on skill development while trying to get good work done in the months of July and August, working on skills like communication, collaboration, critical thinking, problem solving, skills we know are important but don't necessarily fit into the traditional high school curriculum. So we've always thought of summer jobs as a way to stay busy and out of trouble, but in Boston, particularly under Mayor Walsh, it's been more of a summer of work and learning. And we're often accommodating, you know, summer school style learning opportunities, but it's not the summer school of the past. It's more of an integrated work and learning experience.
Right. And to be sure, there are many types of programs in the city of Boston and other cities in greater Boston that are connecting teens to jobs, whether that's through the Y or through a community center. Yep. The Shannon Grants are a whole other story of recent. And the state has its other projects. But
right.
Is there anything?
I'm talking specifically about the employer-paid,
yes,
employer-supervised jobs. So that's the PIC component of the Mayor's Summer Jobs
Very
program.
Very specific handle on that. Neil Sullivan, is there anything in the study out of Northeastern that Alicia Modestino ran, is there anything that surprised you? Because we keep looking at teens and summertime, and you know, there's little flags that go up when there's too much time on one's hands.
Not surprising, but you know, heartbreaking. There's 40% less employment for young people today as compared to the turn of the century, barely 20 years ago. I mean, the teen employment rate has dropped in Massachusetts from 52% to 31%. It's an enormous loss of learning time. I mean, we don't necessarily think of the summer jobs we once had as learning time, until we think about it and think about all the things that we learned there that we wouldn't have learned anywhere else. You know, we as policymakers and practitioners need to come up with broader strategies for helping young people become, you know, work ready, career focused. That's a lot of what's necessary when it comes to academic motivation. Students always ask, why am I doing this? Summer jobs help you understand why.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's often a thing also, why do we push kids to be in chorus even? Why do we push kids to get onto a stage and perform? And there's a lot of skills that are developed in many of these, whether they're extracurricular events or getting that summer job. But in the study, Dr. Modestino, does your research inform that public policy in the future that Neil Sullivan just referenced, like how we do encourage and connect? Because there's an issue here of jobs being available. More people are staying longer in the workforce. There are more elders in the workforce, or there may not be an interest in taking the summer job. This is separate from, you know, Boston PIC connecting employers to kids. This is beyond, you know, beyond this very small group. So what can we learn from the research you've done?
Yeah, so I think there's two things that are going on. First, I think there are two different parts of the youth labor market. There's the part of the youth labor market that, you know, maybe I was in when I was a youngster, that, you know, was college bound, was working in the summer to save some money and things like that. And that part of the youth labor market right now is often doing enriching types of activities that you mentioned before, right? So they're doing specialized camps or unpaid internships or other types of experiences. And I don't worry so much about those kids. But then there's another part of the teen labor market that wants to work and that needs to work. And so some of the research that we did even before this study showed that half of teens who want a job often can't find a job, and about half of them say that it's the first job that they're looking for. So there's definitely some barriers to being able to get into the labor market, and a lot of this has to do with, you know, changes in the kinds of jobs that are out there, right? You know, there's no more blockbusters out there. We get all of our TV and our movies on demand now, right? So a lot of the jobs that teenagers used to do just aren't there. You know, folks are taking those kinds of jobs. Like we have a lot of immigrants who take some of the landscaping type jobs, and older folks who are also taking those types of jobs. So there's just fewer experiences out there. And for a kid, though, that's not college bound, that's a really important experience to have before you leave high school. And as Neil was mentioning, it teaches all sorts of different skills. So the one thing that was really new about our study was that we were able to link improvements in social skills, like resolving conflict with a peer, learning to manage one's emotions, feeling like you had something to contribute to your community, and feeling connected to your neighborhood. Kids who showed big improvements in those skills were the ones who saw the biggest reduction in crime.
And is there anything that is unique about that to Boston? Boston versus cities that have higher crime rates, and I know the city of Boston has a record low percentage number of on the murder rate, which is separate from other crime rates. But is this unique to Boston? And we have about a minute left.
Yeah, one of the things that's unique to Boston is the development of a career readiness curriculum that's used throughout the summer jobs program, and that's something that other cities are looking to emulate as well. And so we can't exactly disentangle whether or not it's this career readiness curriculum or the job experience that's giving kids these skills, or actually probably a combination of both, where you get to learn that skill and then practice it on the job. But I do know that other cities like Philadelphia and L.A. have been in touch with us and are looking at our study very carefully to think about whether or not they want to incorporate that kind of curriculum into their program.
All right. Thank you so much. I wish we could go on longer. I just have to say my first summer job, I believe, as a teen was in a photomat booth, which cannot exist anymore possibly on this planet. Alicia Sasser-Modestino, thank you, Associate Director of the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern, and Neil Sullivan, the Executive Director of the Boston Private Industry Council. Good work both of you doing for a lot of teens out there. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for having us.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman. Stay with us. Coming up, a conversation with Attorney General Maura Healey, plus changes to your energy supplier.